Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my credit card for this number, and I don't know what it's for.
All right, let me see here. Let's see if you have an account with us. Can you provide me with your zip code?
My what? 12421. I don't have an account. I shouldn't have an account with you. I don't know. I don't know how I could have one. I didn't.
What's that zip code again?
Anything. 12421.
And can I get your name?
Diane Schley.
Thank you. And verify your shipping address for me.
70 Denver Run Road, Denver, New York, 12421.
Thank you. All right, I do see here we had our Keto Extend.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, I do see here we had our Keto Extend. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that I started to order it. It was supposed to be free with just, postage or whatever. But then I did not complete the order, and I even received an email back saying you didn't complete the order. So since I didn't complete the order, and I changed my mind, that's why I didn't complete it. I was wondering why I'm being billed for it.
Okay. I'm not seeing here. It didn't go through. I see here it went through on February the 14th, where you pay $6.70.
Well, yeah, that's what's on my credit card bill. But I had received a email back from someone for this keto, and it said you didn't complete your order. And I didn't respond because I didn't want to complete the order because I changed my mind. So I don't know how they completed my order anyway.
Yes, ma'am. It went through, and you received it also?
I received something, and I wasn't sure what it was, but I didn't open it because I didn't order it, because I didn't want it. I can send it back. Anyway, my memory is coming back on the whole thing now. I remember when I ordered it, then I didn't complete the order because I changed my mind, and then when I got it, it said something about not taking it if you have this high blood pressure or whatever without checking with your doctor and all this stuff, which it never mentioned anything like that in the ad itself. So you want me to send it back and give me a credit because I don't want to take it because I have health issues and I don't want to, and I'm old and I don't want to, have any bad reaction from it.
I understand your doctor won't let you take that or anything.
I didn't ask my doctor because I changed my mind and didn't expect to get it anyway. And when I got it, it said it had all these things. If this is your problem or that's your problem, then check with your doctor. And I said, well, I'm not checking with my doctor because I don't want to take it anyway. And I didn't complete the order. So that's it.
No problem. I mean, what if I can do like a 30? It does help out with reducing your appetite. What if I can do 35% discount or anything?
No, I just don't want to take any dietary medication pills. No, I'm you know, I'm 78 years old, and if I and I don't want to, and I have health issues, and I don't want to ask, you know, make anything worse or have any other kind of an issue because of it. So mm-hmm. I really don't want it. Was this a one-time thing? I mean, it wasn't something that I was going to get involved in getting it every month, right?
This starts on a 14-day trial. After that 14-day trial, if it's not called in or canceled, you get charged for a retail price of it.
No, I don't remember seeing that in the ad. It was just to try it for 30 days. I didn't see anything about it was a 14-day trial or anything. Besides, I just got it the other day, so. I don't want it.
I mean, if I can do a 60-day hold, put the count on pause for 2 months, would that interest you at all?
Excuse me?
I said, even if I could put the account on hold for 2 months, put
no,
on
I
it.
Just don't. No, I just don't want it. I just don't want it. That's why I didn't complete the order. And that's why when I got this, I said, why am I getting this? I didn't even, I had the email saying I didn't complete the order, and I didn't complete the order because I changed my mind. And I never saw, if I'd known it was something that you had to return or cancel within a certain time limit, I wouldn't even have tried it because I just don't do that.
Mm-hmm. I do understand that, ma'am. I just hate to lose you as a customer. I do have my employee discount of 50% off. That helps you at all today.
No, I don't want it. I just don't want it. You could give me you could give me 90% off, and I still wouldn't want it.
Problem. All right, well, I'll go ahead and cancel that account for you today. It does stop all.
Well, I'd like to get credit for that $670 that I was charged.
That was for the shipping and handling, ma'am. That goes to the. That just goes for shipping
but
and handling.
But I didn't complete the order, so why should I pay for something that I didn't complete? I mean,
you
I
did
must have put my credit. I didn't complete it because I got an email back saying that I didn't complete the order, and I said fine. I just. Didn't do anything because I figure I didn't complete the order, so they're not going to send it.
I don't know who you got that email from, ma'am, but we didn't send an email out to you of that. Your order was completed on 2/14. I mean, that's why you didn't get the charge for the $91 because looks like here it was 14-day trial. You were supposed to be charged $92.90 on March the 4th, but it was declined. But that's just for shipping and handling, and you did receive that product.
I told you I received a 30-day supply. But I got the email saying that I didn't complete the order, so I just didn't do anything because I figured I didn't complete it, so they weren't going to send it to me.
Yes, ma'am, that would be a valid charge.
What do you mean it was declined? You said...
For the $92?
It was declined?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you mean declined by who?
I wouldn't know. I guess by your car company, you, however, ma'am. I wouldn't know. But it was declined.
Well, I don't know. I never got charged for it before, so I don't know. I never got charged $92.
Right.
Maybe it was declined because they realized I never ordered it. Go ahead.
I said, yes, ma'am. It was charged, so.
What was charged? The $92?
No, ma'am. The $6.70.
No, I know the $6.70, which, but you're saying that the $92 was declined. I don't understand. Maybe it was declined because, you know, I never ordered anything. Not you, but the company, whoever sent me the email, saying that I didn't complete the order.
So, I wouldn't know. Some car companies do decline charges. They don't know who it is, but I personally wouldn't know why it was declined. But I just know you did receive that product. You pay shipping and handling for $6.70. I can cancel the account for you, you know, so you won't receive any further charges.
I'd like to know when I was charged with the $92 and who declined it.
I'm guessing it was your bank, ma'am. It was charged on March the 4th.
My bank would not decline any $92 charge.
Yes, ma'am. It's saying issuer declined.
I'm sorry?
I said yes, ma'am. It's saying issuer declined. So that's the only person who could be your issuer or issuer card company.
Well, I have my account right here. When was it charged?
March the 4th.
When was it declined?
March the 4th.
March the 4th.
Yes, ma'am. That's when the 14-day trial ended.
You know something? All I know is I'll send this product back, and I don't want to be charged any shipping for a little bottle of 30-day supply of pills, which was...
That 30-day supply is actually $92.90, ma'am.
This was a promotion.
Right. It was a trial.
Well, this is a ripoff, and I do not want to pay anything because I didn't complete the order, because I decided I didn't want it, and there was nothing in the ad that I saw that said it was a 14-day trial and you would be charged $92, because I never would have ordered it for sure then.
It does say that information, ma'am, because you do have to check a box agreeing to being 18 years or older. And agreeing to after the 14-day trial, you do agree to be charged. That's the only way we can even process the order.
I did not agree to be charged $92.
Well, you didn't get charged $92, ma'am, because it was declined.
No, I didn't, because you said my bank declined it. Well, my bank wouldn't decline it.
Yes, ma'am.
Wouldn't decline it.
Well, your bank did decline it, ma'am.
What bank?
Declined
that
charge. I wouldn't know who you bank with, ma'am. I don't have all that information. Whatever bank that was charged.
Well, wait a minute. If it's charged to a credit card,
mm-hmm.
which is what this 670 charge is charged to,
mm-hmm.
then who? It's a Chase card. It's a Visa. Mm-hmm. They would never go. I have a lot of credit with them. They would never decline it.
Well, it was declined, ma'am, on March the 4th. It was declined on March 4th, the 6th, and 8th. We tried to push it through, but it was not paid and it was declined because your 14-day trial ended and it was not canceled. But like
it
I said, I went ahead
and... It was declined on March the 4th?
Yes, March the 4th, 6th, and 8th.
Well, then, the 14-day trial. So why do I have a charge here for shipping on 214?
Right, that's for the shipping and handling, get the product out there to you. It's free for 14-day trial. It's 14-day trial, you pay the shipping and handling to get the product out there to you. After the 14-day trial, if it's not called in or canceled, you get charged full retail price of that product. And that's what that charge is for. Well, that's what that charge would have been for.
Okay, so February 14th, they shipped it? And a 14-day trial would be February 28th. So the whole thing is just a whole lot of baloney.
Yeah, we just actually gave you more days, ma'am. This is a customer support agent.
Oh, nobody gives you nobody gives you more days. The whole thing is a ripoff because my bank would not decline it because I have a lot of credit on this credit card.
Why did you not
decline it. So somebody must know that they shouldn't have charged me to begin with.
No, ma'am. Your car company declined it. You can ask them. I mean, it says issuer declined, ma'am. Your car company is your issuer.
Baloney. That's baloney. They would not decline it. There's no reason for them to decline it.
Well, they did, ma'am. I do apologize if you feel that way.
Well, let me tell you something. I think I'm going to report your company because first of all, I didn't complete the order, and it never said that there was a trial, and after the trial I would have to pay for whatever, 90 days, 30-day supply or whatever the case may be. And you're saying that the 30-day supply of pills that I got cost $92?
Correct.
And you don't think that's a ripoff?
No, ma'am, because it's an all-natural product, and it's a full 30-day supply. It helps reduce your appetite without a need to exercise, ma'am.
Oh, please. Give me a break. Well,
but your account is canceled, so you're not receiving any further charges.
Well, because I shouldn't have. I shouldn't receive any more charges.
Ma'am, the only way you can even get charged is you check the box, agree to being 18 years or older, ma'am, and
chicken
continue,
what you're
ma'am. I mean, we can't charge you unless you click checkout, ma'am. It may have said decline, but went through. I mean, but we can't charge you unless you click it, ma'am. It's no way possible. So you did try to order the product. That's when we do win 99% of our disputes, because the only way you can sign up for it is if the customer signs up for it.
You can tell me anything, but
no,
I
ma'am.
Know that I got an email back from your company saying that I didn't complete the order. So
can you go
I
back and find that email and
order.
Tell me what it says?
I don't know. I deleted a lot of my emails because I didn't think there was any reason to keep it. But I'll see if I can dig it out, and I'll call you back again. Because they said they sent me an email and said you did not complete your order, and I just let it go because
we wouldn't even send you an email like that, though, ma'am. That's the thing. We wouldn't send you an email about. I wouldn't know, ma'am. Wouldn't be us. Because we don't even have an email.
Oh,
we have automatic
sure.
email services. Only email we send you is a confirmation email or a cancellation email or a shipping email letting you know it's been shipped.
Well, then, I don't know. I guess it came out of the blue then, the email.
Sure, let's just say that, ma'am.
What?
I said, sure, let's just say that, ma'am.
Well, you're telling me, oh, they'll send you one for this, they'll send you one for that, they'll send you one for this. But they wouldn't send you one if you didn't complete the order. That's what
right.
you're telling me.
We would not send an email for that.
Okay. And they wouldn't send me the product without me checking a box. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've dealt with companies like yours before. So. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'll eat the damn 670. And the product, you know...
That's yours
I'll
to
give
keep.
It away. Maybe somebody will want it because it's useless for me.
No problem. Would there be anything else I can do for you?